Oh my God.
Yes.
What's up, y'all? It's Lane with Talking Tunes Podcast. How y'all doing? Have you subscribed to the channel? If you have you clicked the notification bell? If you haven't, can you do it? Can you like it? Can you share it? And listen, for those of you who are listening in your car, can you download the episode so you know you can revisit it again in the future?
Yes.
We are so excited about today's episode, okay?
I'm
we got
so
some
excited.
Great. And he just can't hide himself behind the scenes as I'm doing my intro. Thank you very much.
I'm never behind the scenes. Nigga, I am the scene.
Oh, he like just marqueed me. That's what that was. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all go see the last episode.
Listen, I told you in pre-production, sometimes you just got to get your lick back.
Be quiet. Don't be telling them all the things. And yes, he did just get his lick. I'm going to get my lick back. We just be hitting each other.
No, that ain't how that works.
If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. That's how that works. Okay? So anyway, back to it. So how y'all doing?
Man.
Listen. All right. He's here. He's here. My co-host, King Logan, is here, y'all.
In the building.
Let's go. What you got,
in
bro?
In the building.
What's going on,
man? You know, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling. Yeah. I'm going to introduce the homie, but then I got a question to ask. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel a way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. You feeling a way?
Because this for both of y'all, what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm King. How you doing? That's Money Montez. You good? Good.
What's up?
To this question.
Wait a minute. Yes. He didn't get a chance to answer.
He said he's good. He said he's good. Listen.
I don't like
the fact that y'all taking secret trips to LA.
Oh, here we go.
And I had to find out about it. Like, okay, hold on. Cause see, this how it came off to me. Watch this. You're right. You're right. But the way it came off was,
how did it come
off? I'm doing some traveling this weekend. You could have said, hey, I'm going to LA to hang out with John. I'm doing some traveling this weekend.
Oh, is that what
you're like somebody looking for you or something? Like somebody like
you are really in your feelings about this, huh?
Low key, look, I ain't gonna even lie.
You want to hang out with your sister? Or you want to come hang out with me? Is that what it is? You want to spend time with me?
Nah, if just I go to LA, you won't be. If I go to LA,
what?
It won't be the same.
You won't. No. I won't be hanging out with you. Okay. You'll be hanging out with me.
Then what are we even talking about then?
But I'm just saying, like, why you act like it was a top secret mission or something?
It's
like,
never a top secret. I just don't talk about it.
And then going to post it out. I said,
I never post in real time.
I never post in real time.
That's smart, actually, Lane, to not post it in real time.
I don't post in real time.
It's suggested that you don't do that.
Yeah.
Who is they?
Well, okay.
Critics.
So, yeah, we're not critics. There's actually a guy that used to be with the FBI. He says you should never do that because then you're announcing that your home is empty and people who want to go rob you will do it because they know you're not home. So it's it's good that you don't do that.
Yep. And sometimes, real talk, I might go to LA or I might have some other destinations that I'm going to hit up in the same trip.
Yeah.
So if I say I'm going to go do some traveling, I might not know all the places that I'm going to go to. I'm not looking at your face.
You know,
I don't care about how twisted up your face is.
I don't care nothing about what she's saying right now.
But yes, you do, because we're talking about it. So now that I know that you want to hang out with me in LA, I get it.
Okay.
Thank you, boo.
I'm trying to tell you right now.
Yeah.
What? What are you trying to tell me?
If I go to LA.
Yeah.
Oh, it won't
you're
going to
be hanging out with me. It's a whole different... Tell him, Montez. It's a different experience.
No, I don't need Montez to tell me nothing. You've been my brother for years. If we go into LA together...
But you ain't been to LA with me. You ain't kicked with me.
Maybe that's why I went by myself. Maybe that's why you weren't with me on this trip, because I know you, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Yeah. Chill out. But if you're going with me, you're going with me, and that means you're hanging out with me. Okay.
Well, my thing is this. If I can add this, like, I understand why you don't tell people that you're doing stuff, Lane. I know because you're a very private person. What I don't understand is why not tell King.
I wanna shoot,
baby, shoot.
I think that's what he's trying to convey.
It's me. It ain't like I'm finna rob you. I don't want nothing in your house.
So let me ask a clarifying question.
Plus, he's got the key. I think.
No, I ain't got no key.
No.
Okay, got it. No. She don't give me no key.
Okay.
But I'd be in her studio. You hear me?
So yeah. First of all,
I'd be in her. Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all good?
First of all, there's not a key to my house. So that's the first thing. Okay.
Oh, that's true.
There are
true.
Other ways. All right. So there's that. Okay.
Don't
so he don't need
care.
A key. Apparently you do. We talking about it.
I don't think nobody's house has keys no more. Mine don't either. Like,
well, John said a key.
Well, y'all know what I mean. I'm old school.
Oh my God.
Nigga, you're just old, nigga.
But you know what? Old and school are two different things.
That's two
in
different
this
things, my nigga. You just old, my nigga. It's cool. It's okay though. Okay. It's okay.
Y'all
and look,
crazy.
Don't nobody get upset because I called John my nigga. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna prove some of y'all here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
go ahead, Lane. Finish what you said. Go ahead.
Well, let's okay. We're gonna make it official. Mm. The next time I go to LA, you coming with me? Okay. Deal. Let's do it.
I go to LA, but I won't be going with you.
Okay. Then why
I don't even know where you be staying. What you? I don't know what part of town you stay in, because I'm particular about mine.
Trust me, I am in a good part of town, and it's
but
nice.
I am particular about mine.
Who you talking to?
Like, I got to, listen.
Hello.
I go to L.A.
Did you forget?
I go to L.A. I'm in L.A. You hear me?
Listen, when I'm in L.A., I'm in L.A. You
I
heard
turns
me?
Into a whole different person. I don't know why. It's
no,
just something
just
about the
me.
Energy. As soon as I, now, it's just something about the, when I get off the, because when I'm at home.
What? You won't be doing nothing.
I'm just king. I'm just chilling. You
king, I'd be interested to find out, like, because I know, I don't think, at least correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you've been here maybe since after the pandemic.
Yeah, last time I've been there was, I haven't. I ain't been there post-COVID.
So no. I would love to get your take on LA now as opposed to pre-pandemic. Because you were here, you saw what it was before.
It's different like that.
I feel like it is. In my opinion, I feel like it's drastically different than what it used to be.
That's it. Group trip.
There's a
Let's
lot.
Go.
There's yeah. We're there's a it. Lot that is to me that has happened in this city, and I think it's just that different.
Is it really? See, now y'all make me not want to go because
no. That's not a bad thing.
I'm gonna
thing,
tell you
I
why
think.
I say because I'm kind of I've turned into a creature of habit, and I've turned into a person that like.
You don't want nothing changed.
Yeah,
change. You set in your ways is what you're trying to say.
Okay.
And I kind of got to a point where, like, you know what? If I go, I want to go to this particular restaurant, and it's there.
Oh, there's probably not there.
That's yeah.
It's probably
is
not.
There. It used to, what was the? Is the sandwich shop Soda Pop still on La Cienega?
We have to look it up.
See,
I haven't been to a sandwich
shop. We'd have to check that.
I'll be eating on another
I'd
level
probably
when I'm in
say
LA.
It's not.
Okay.
I can check. I'll check while we're here.
Well,
let's
do it. We done got past the whole situation. Listen, y'all, I'm King. That's Lane. That's Money Montez. We got the homie Max in the back. Welcome. Welcome once. Welcome twice. Welcome to the show. What's happening? Welcome back. Listen, last week, because Montez be just doing all this extra talking, right?
Oh my God.
Is it extra talking? It's just
sometimes it is, bro. You be.
Look at his hand. there's something.
I'm
with
just
that.
See my pinky. You see my pinky? It's broke. I broke it and it never got fixed. I hit a wall when I was young.
It's a little crooked.
Cause it's broke, brother.
Like for real, legit, bro?
Look, it ain't gonna straighten out.
Oh, right there, straightened out a little better.
Yeah, it's better. It
but it's
more
still
flexible.
A little, it's still
yeah,
a little
that,
hooked.
Look, that boy gonna have that little.
Yeah.
You know,
but anyway,
what? I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Remember, I said I was gonna do the black test because, you know.
Oh, my God.
Listen, y'all, those of y'all who's under the sound of my voice, it's got to be the blackest Hispanic that I know. But I want to make sure he ain't just fronting.
Because ain't no future.
So we're going to ask him, say it again, Lane.
Ain't no future in your fronting.
Mm, if you know, you know. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? So, Montez, here's what we're going to do, right?
Why am I feeling nervous right now? Why am I feeling like I'm being put on the spot?
Because you might be fronting all these years.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know how some people, they get in front of you, they start trying to act like you and try to, patronizing. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure he really this way.
Culture vulturing.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I want to make sure he really this way.
That's funny.
Okay. We're going to get his, because last week we said we're going to give him a black test. It's a simple test. It's not really a test. I just want to see if he's really into black culture.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to ask you a few lines from, and I'm just going to, I'm going to keep it easy. I'm going to ask you a few questions from a couple movies.
Okay.
Uh-oh. These are black movies. One of the greatest black actors and comedians to ever grace the planet.
There's quite a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this guy here, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorites.
Okay.
Oh, well, he gonna okay, get
let's
this.
See. Let's see. He better. He better. All right. We're going to go to Harlem Nights.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I love Harlem Nights.
We're going to go to Harlem Nights. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the characters, Benny? And what's her name?
Vera Walker.
Yes. Vera Walker.
Mom. I need to go watch that movie again. Oh my God.
Just a swallow.
What
juice.
Did Vera tell Benny when they was getting in the car?
Uh oh.
There's so much.
Not the Jeopardy music.
Is that the you shut the fuck up, Benny?
Come on, what'd she say?
You shut the fuck up, Benny. I'll tell you to kiss my ass, but knowing you, you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker. I'm sorry, Mom. I should not have passed off. I'm sorry, Mama.
Okay.
Mama Rose.
Okay. Right. We're sorry, Mama Montez.
It's a quote.
It's a quote. It's a quote from a movie book. Okay. All right.
Is that right?
Listen, I mean, you got a few words. Words.
He remixed it a little bit.
Yeah, you remixed it a little bit, but you got the gist of it. Okay, we're gonna give you that one.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a big fan of this movie.
Which one?
Norbit.
Oh, the next one. The next one.
Norbit.
Okay.
Rasputia.
How could you not be?
Okay, we're gonna talk about Rasputia.
Uh-oh.
What did she tell the girl when she went up to go down the water slide?
Oh my God.
Boo boo.
Do I have to do it in the Rasputia voice?
Please. Listen, you can't do it any other way.
Make it authentic.
Listen.
Okay. Make it authentic.
No other way.
Okay. Oh my God.
Say, y'all, listen, those of y'all that's listening in the car, he has turned red.
I'm talking about fire. Like he, red.
Listen. Let's see what you got. What you got?
Okay, here we go.
You want to see a bitch slide down the slide? I'm going to show you how a bitch slide down the slide. How you do?
Oh, Jay.
That's why my face turned red, because I knew that was about to come out.
Oh. You want to see a bitch slide down the slide?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great right there. Okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
She was so angry, too.
Listen. Oh. What was her favorite saying?
Mm. On this whole movie.
What was she known to be saying? What's her thing?
How you doing?
Now I gotta say this. She said, so depending on what was happening in the scene, mm-hmm. and what she was trying to convey, she would use different inflections on it. So if she was watching a show and she was agreeing with what was happening, it would be like, how you doing? Like, it would be that.
Listen, bro, the voice, though. Oh, my God.
Oh. And then if she was really pissed, how you doing? She would get mad and say it like that. Yeah, so okay. It depends on how she said
okay,
it.
Okay, he's two and a half.
Oh, two and a half or two and a half. Okay.
One of my favorite movies. Mm. Life.
Oh, my.
Remember the character Goldmouth, right? What did Goldmouth say to Martin when they first sit down at the table in the cafeteria?
This is one of my favorite lines.
He gonna get this one. This is too black.
Hold up. I don't remember how he said it, but I remember the line.
Oh gosh.
What's the line?
I don't remember. You gonna eat your cornbread? I don't know how he said it.
You gonna eat your cornbread. Listen, okay.
I know how he said it.
Okay.
You gonna eat your cornbread.
Say, I'm a movie buff, right? Y'all watch this. I'm a movie buff. You know they say that life was a carryover from Harlem Nights because remember they all left New York.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy came. He was coming back to New York in life.
Wow.
Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had to go. There's the name Spanky Johnson. When he go, see, go to his club, Spanky.
Johnson.
Because and the reason why they say that is because when he got into the fight with Goldmouth, because, you know, he like, no, he going to eat his cornbread. So him and Goldmouth got into the fight. Remember, Goldmouth hit him. And Eddie Murphy said, and the quote is this. Nigga, I know an old bitch named Della hit harder than you. The Della Reese and that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I never.
I didn't even put that together though.
Little known. It's not. I'm just a movie buff. I watch movies.
You
and are. Stuff
a,
like
yeah,
that.
You do you watch a lot of movies.
But anyway.
So did I pass?
What?
You know what? We gonna give you a pass on that one, ladies.
Is that the first quiz? The pop quiz?
That's the first. I'm gonna give him one every week.
We got a tip. When does he pass the course?
I mean, listen, you don't pass it in one test, I guess.
When
you
does he graduate?
When we start season two.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're coming to the end of season one.
Do I get a cap and gown?
You're going to get, listen, we're going to give you
a I'm going to give you a cape.
Certificate
have
of achievement.
Have a Coke and a smile.
A Coke and a smile.
In the words of, yeah.
And a,
so anyway, what's up? Look, he loved that movie. That's
God, that's a great movie.
Hey, you know what's really bugging me out though?
What?
Easter.
Why are you getting bugged out by Easter?
All my life, Easter been in April, ain't it?
Oh my. Yes.
What the heck? You're right about
why
that.
Why did that change? Like,
who changed it? Did Jesus raise on a different day now?
Jesus said, "You know what, y'all? Hold on.
Jesus said, let me go. I'm
coming early.
I messed up. It's actually supposed to be on this date.
Like, yeah, so, like,
is that what happened?
It's joking, but I'm so serious about it though. Like,
a lot of people have been asking the question.
Who actually did change it?
That's a good.
Let's go
into the phone. Google, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see if we can Google that.
We're going to Google. I'm doing it right now.
Because a lot of people have been asking, so it's like everybody's walking around like, so what's up with the new date?
Did Jesus, that was wrong, man. We were wrong the whole time. He ain't raised back. He didn't come up. He didn't get up then.
Jesus on the main line.
Hey, can you imagine? I would love to hear what these preachers going to preach about on Easter.
Tell me why that, what do you mean?
Wow. So here,
because. He got up. He got up. And y'all been saying he got up on this day my whole life. Now it's a whole nother day he got up?
On the third day. They didn't say a date.
Are they perpetuating a lie?
They didn't say a date, but they said the third day.
Normally it's on the first Sunday of April. So the date changes, right?
Yeah.
Is that the first Sunday of April, though?
No, that's what's...
No, it's
that's
not the first Sunday
part.
Of April.
No, because we're in March still. So it should be the, what, 6th, I guess? Whatever the next Sunday is.
Yeah.
So why didn't they make it on the 6th? So, okay, so this is what I'm reading online right now.
Got in the way. Something else going to happen on the 6th.
Uh-oh. The holiday is set to coincide with the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon. Is that how you...
What I'm saying. Now they putting science and religion together. Because if the Passover was this past Friday, right? Well, technically the Passover, all our life, the Passover been this coming
it's
up
coming
today.
Friday. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Since this will be on Friday, it'd be up today.
Yeah.
Jesus, tell us why they changed the date on you.
So here it says the simplest way to explain the date of Easter is that it falls on the first Sunday after the full moon that follows a spring equinox.
Oh, okay.
The spring equinox happened 2 weeks ago now. But again, so are y'all telling me Jesus didn't get up on it?
I don't know.
I'm going back to the church.
Okay. We're going to ask this weekend at church.
Why? So now that y'all saying, okay, hey, spring equinox, Passover, and Easter all moved up a week.
Yep. based on. I don't know what's happening, bro. I don't know what's happening in the world today.
So what are we preaching this Sunday?
He's coming.
What are we preaching this Sunday? Are we perpetuating a lie? What's going on?
I don't know. We definitely need like a these are real. Like,
let's think about this for a brief second.
No, I understand. I understand you're asking.
I'm not trying to make no issues for nobody.
No, it's not, because a lot of people are asking the same questions.
Like, cause come on, cause like we've been Easter the first Sunday. When is this the first time the Easter's ever changed?
That I know of.
To March, I believe. Yes.
What you
it's
mean?
It's always
to
in
March.
April. It's always right. in April.
But is it always the first Sunday of April?
It's always the first Sunday of April that I No, I could be wrong, but that I know it's always been the first Sunday in April.
We got to do a deep dive in this because it's like
because at the end of the day, like what do like what's the going
math
on?
Ain't mathing, right?
Because it ain't. I love that term. The math ain't mathing because it ain't adding up. The days ain't. It's not because science. I can go with the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does happen, because the seasons change, moons do different things out of that. Mm-hmm. I can go with the science of it.
Ocean.
But the spiritual part of it with Jesus, I'm a little baffled, a little befuddled.
Little baby bishop. Uh-huh.
You dig what I'm saying? I'm kind of, look at you.
You and your feelings about it. I get it. So
somebody, I'm going to need, listen, y'all, in the comments or something. Help me out with this because I need some help.
So there's the World Council of Churches. Did you guys know that existed?
I've heard of it.
Wait, yeah, what did you say?
The World Council of Churches.
And what's their job?
So this is what they did. They proposed a reform of the method of determining the date of Easter at a summit in Aleppo, Syria in 1997. Easter would be defined as the first Sunday following the first astronomical full moon following the astronomical vernal equinox as determined from the meridian of Jerusalem.
So wait a minute.
Who's vernal?
Before 97, Easter was another day?
I'm assuming, bro.
When did Jesus get up?
We need to get a timeline and just put it on.
Jesus got up and
when though?
And
when?
The year 0000.
Nobody, like, come on, bro.
Jesus always
they changed it in 97, then they changed it in 2024.
Yeah.
All I know is that he got
who's over the world, the church, what is it called?
The church world, calendar.
The World Council of Churches.
Who's over that? What denomination, religion, church? Like, who says?
Think about it. It said World Council.
Again, so who's over the World Council?
Craig.
And them.
Oh, God. We got questions.
Does it say
y'all.
That, Mr. Producer? Does it say that?
I'm definitely looking.
Yeah, you're the one that pulled it.
Leadership of Central Committee, the Council of Churches.
I World appreciate Council you looking.
Churches. You should text Tim Ross real quick and ask him.
Yes, that's who we need to ask.
Text him and be like, yo.
The homie tired, man. The homie's on book tours and doing shows. You know,
Breakfast
we did Breakfast Club this week. You know what I'm saying?
Get it, Tim.
Great interview on the Breakfast Club.
Come on, the basement.
Dope. Come on, man. The basement, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie, man. For real.
It's funny. He was like, let's ask Tim.
He's still my pastor. Even though he ain't pastor anymore, he's still my
pastor.
Aw. Yeah, straight up. Like, I call him for everything.
Is that what it is?
No, not so much as everything. Because sometimes when I have, because while Monte is looking at that, I can talk about this. this past week, I had a question myself.
Yeah.
How do you know if you're in the will of God?
Mm. How do you know if you're in the will of God?
Listen to me. I won't say what he said because sure. I think that's just for me.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
But the way he did it, it definitely feel like I can breathe again. Because you know what I'm saying?
I wonder how
I will say this.
Maybe we have to have him on so he can tell us.
Listen, that right there. That would probably be dope. I will say this part. He says, let me see. How do we go? Nothing seems right.
Go and get your director.
Oh, he says sometimes nothing seems right or feels right or works right and you can still be in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to what he said, what you heard, and your willingness to stand on that regardless of what's playing out in you or around you. Listen, stand on. I don't know why that was so amazing to me. I was like, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, man, because that makes sense. But, you know, back to this Easter. Do we know who over the World Council?
Yes. So this is the World Council of Churches. So the members can be found in all regions of the world and include most of the world's Orthodox churches, Eastern and Oriental, as well as African instituted. I'm going to go through this whole list. So it sounds like a Mexican name. So hold on. African instituted, Anglican, Assyrian, Baptist,
Anglican,
Evangelical.
Anglican.
Did I say I'm sorry. Anglican.
Anglican.
Uh-huh. Evangelical, Lutheran, Mennonite, Methodist, Moravian, Old Catholic, Pentecostal, Reformed, Uniting, and Free Independent Churches.
So
Disciple
that's church
of Christ
councils?
And Friends.
Stop. So there's all these churches get together.
Yep.
And make up the rules for. Okay, yep. I know we're not supposed to do this on this episode. We're going to have to take a deep dive in that for me, because that is a bit much, man.
We should all go do our research on that and then come back and discuss it. And maybe we can ask somebody.
That's what we'll do next week.
A church leader or something.
But
that's what we'll do next week, man. Because I'm bugging because now y'all telling me, so are the preachers going to, do they still get up and preach? Jesus rose on this day.
No, it's on the third day.
Yeah, it looks like it's more of a very high-end business type meeting that they have.
Ooh. Y'all remember I told you about the God business.
Yeah.
We getting sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Yeah, we gonna Yep.
You know what I love? I love how passionate you are about understanding the mysteries and the things that people will try to hide in the faith and organizations and belief systems and the origins of things. It just tells me that you love the Lord.
Listen, I do. I'm gonna tell you something. Here's my thing. Y'all heard me say this before. No, y'all heard me say this before. I love God.
Yes.
I honor God and I reverence God. What's church though. Not so much.
You said
you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You don't want nobody to be like, oh, yeah.
You're like
church though. They got a whole council of all these churches. Somebody,
John, that was all he needed.
Listen, and I love it. I appreciate it because I don't know how many people from the East denomination go to the meeting.
Let's send them an email and see if we can get an invite.
It's probably
I ain't playing with these people.
It's probably the
them niggas sound like the Illuminati to me. I don't know. Listen.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. All I'm saying is that is the reason for my deep dive lane, the reason why I love that type of stuff. Because sometimes I hate the cliche, but why is this way? And why is that way? And why we do this? Why do they do this in the Catholic Church, but in the Lutheran Church they do this? And do we serve one God or no?
Well, that could be up for debate.
Do we serve one God or no? Like, I'm gonna tell you when it started for me. It started when I was like in my 20s, when this one lady, I forget this lady's name, she was in Texas, and she killed her kids.
Oh my God.
In the water?
In the water, and she said God told her to do it.
Yes.
I was like, this lady crazy as hell.
Yep, pretty much. Yeah. That was a demon.
You know,
demon.
And you got different radical groups, racial groups. Well, God loves us, but he don't love y'all. And then turn around and you do what I'm saying?
It's convenient to use God for your own agenda.
God, the God business.
It's easy to do that, and that's not even who he is. He's a loving God. He's a good father.
Come on, Sister Missionary. Yes,
listen,
Lord.
I'm about to.
He's a good, yes, good God. Father.
Yes, that's who he is.
That's who he is.
That's who he is.
That's who he is.
Can you tell me why you holding your hand out like somebody about to pour something into it? I don't understand that.
The oil.
Is that the oil?
The oil.
The anointing.
The Holy Ghost.
You play.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
No, stop. That's the only ghost ain't nobody scared of. Get out of here.
All right.
Well, it depends.
It depends.
And again,
you can say what you want to say. Oh, well, can you? Listen,
who is they? Who are you? You can say. Who are you talking about?
You know how we say they, the people.
Oh, okay, the people, the collective.
The collective, the council.
The council, the world council, Craig.
Like, that's blowing my mind, bro.
I'm
there for a second because my mind is really blown.
I know.
Because it's not what I grew up to, you know, I was raised, a lot of us was raised to believe something different.
Uh-huh. Of course. Everybody has a different faith journey.
And when you say different, put it in context for us when you say that, referring
when I say
to
different,
what we're talking
about. We didn't know that there was a world council, that people got together and made these rules.
Yeah.
What's the name of the organization, John?
WCC, but be careful because there's a bunch of WCCs that pull up. So it's the World Council of Churches.
World Council of Churches. And they got somebody from each organization. They have a meeting. Do they have a meeting, John?
He is so intrigued.
It's like
love this.
Yeah. It's the WCC is a fellowship of 352 member churches who together represent more than half a billion Christians around the world. And they got us all in there. I don't see Kojic in there.
John is feeling very left out, guys.
Come
John
on now.
John is feeling very
because
left
Kojic,
out right
you
now.
Can't join and you got
I don't
to
see
be
no
born.
PAWs in here.
You got what?
PAWs in here.
But ain't that under Pentecostal, though?
Well, there's white Pentecostal.
Oh, that's under Pentecostal,
there's
yeah.
black Pentecostal, and yep. then there's Latino Pentecostal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do we talk not about that. Serve one God?
Listen.
We can talk about that right there.
Listen.
Do we not serve one God? You mean to tell me...
As long as you look like I do.
Because we got the same hue... We all got this, you know, if we got the same hue, we got the same God. You know, that's like somebody saying, for me, like, I've, you know, just news and other stories that we've all heard. A white KKK member says God and Jesus.
Right.
And we got to kill the blacks and the Jews.
You do know it is a requirement to be a Christian to be a part of the KKK, right?
How?
Yeah.
You just see.
Wait a minute. See? Say that again, Lane.
You have to be a Christian to be in the KKK.
Look, you're going to get us in trouble because somebody's going to run up on this and they're going to be like, you niggas.
We're talking about candy cane.
No, we're talking about what we're talking about. The Ku Klux Klan. It is what it is.
But since we're talking about the world, this is really cool because I do want to dig into this stuff, but I feel like I need to go do some more research since we just learned about this organization.
Yeah, let's do some more research and then come back to this because this is a... This is a doozy right here. Like, I can't even lie. This is a doozy.
But I do want to say that I love our passion for seeking the truth and understanding the origins of things because, we don't just let people lead us blindly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like, go that way.
You're right.
We ask questions and it's not to be antagonistic. Just, you know, I'm not trying to sound cliche.
Yeah, not trying to do that. No.
But... it's because we want to know, and especially if you call yourself a leader, we want to be able to have this conversation if you call yourself an authoritative figure in the faith or a pillar or a pastor, whatever title you give yourself, because some of y'all be giving yourselves titles, but anyways, that's another episode. We want to be able to have this conversation.
Yeah. She better say another episode because I was ready to go. I was ready to go.
No, but
like
but
I saw a bishop. Watch this. In the black church, this man now calls himself a cardinal for position's sake. When cardinals is not, that is a Roman Catholic thing.
Well, that's not.
But is he?
But now he walking around saying he's a cardinal.
Well.
Listen.
Mm-mm. I'm Lane. Mm-mm. How you doing? Mm-mm. How you doing?
Right. Hey.
Well, does he have, so I'm assuming the cardinal has bishops underneath him?
I think so.
They give themselves these titles to say, I'm better than you or I'm over you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's for status sake.
Okay. You said status. I was getting ready to get to that because I was going to say sometimes there's like a, I'm going to use the term social economic thing attached to it. Like from an organizational standpoint on paper, when you are in certain positions, there are certain privileges that you acquire. You know what I mean? It's like your wingspan is growing. You know, you get more land, you got tax conversations, you got all of that stuff that goes into it.
I'm just kind of baffled by, especially for me, being a man of African descent.
African roots.
How do we adopt things from different cultures? Like bishops are from the Roman Catholic Church as well. You know, and you got some people call themselves apostles. And in my readings, I thought only is it God or Jesus? Only they can appoint apostles.
You have to see him face to face.
Like, who says you an apostle? Just because you want to walk around with a bigger title? Like I said, we ain't gonna finish talking about it. We're gonna take our deep dive next week into this.
We'll come back.
Y'all tune in next week for sure.
This might be a show that we might have to have Darius on too. He's a very passionate.
He's
passionate about these conversations.
You know what? Somebody like D, I would love to hear his take on it.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Because he's definitely, like, he's in.
And you know what I love about that? And thank you. It's going to always be honorable. We're not on a mission to, you know, say gotcha or, you know, we just want to know. We just want to know that if this is what you profess, that you're willing to stand on it and being and open enough to share why. That's all.
And all of it comes because they changed Easter.
This is how this started. And then
because they changed Easter.
Baby Bishop is in his feelings about this, okay? And so we got Lord.
No, my feelings is this.
Tell us, Jesus.
Since 1997 or whenever, Easter's been in April, right, Mr. Producer?
Yeah.
Mr. Producer, man.
But to this week, this year, 2024, which has been the craziest year so far.
Yes, it has.
Oh, my God.
We change Easter to the 31st of March. What are we preaching Easter Sunday?
I want us to insert a Hammond B3 right
here. And listen, I do know this.
Going in.
Watch this. No, because you, Lane, you keep saying he rose on the third day. Yeah, we get it. The third day. We don't know what day it was.
Right.
But the fact that the day that was told us all our life, it was Easter Sunday.
My God. Oof. That Sunday had
he rose on an Easter Sunday. He got up.
Oh, my God.
What day did he get up for real, nigga? Do you really know, or is this something it's been passed down from generation to generation?
But you just said that same thing. Like, information has been passed down from generation to generation.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, do we really know?
But I know him, though. I know him.
Ooh. Wait, there's got to be something to this. I don't want to add fuel to the fire.
You're about to absolutely
that's your job.
Do it.
That is your job.
That is not his job.
Yes, it is. Mr. Antagonist.
So normally for us, April 6th would be Easter Sunday. April 7th would be Easter Sunday, because that would be the Sunday, the first Sunday in April. Mm-hmm. Normally that would be Easter for us, right? That's what this is about. So y'all know what's happening
on the 8th.
What's happening with the eclipse.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm listening. What they got to do?
Well, I'm saying maybe that's why they did it. Maybe that's why they did it was because they knew already, like we've known forever that date was going to be.
So they've been preaching a lie to us.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so what? It's an eclipse. Did Jesus rise? Did he get up this day or no?
But if they're basing. Watch
around the
if they're basing if they're basing this, here's the explanation. The simplest way to explain
on
the
S-U-N,
Easter,
not the S-O-N. Come on.
Is that it falls on the first Sunday after the full moon that follows a spring equinox.
Equinox, yeah.
Okay. So if they're basing Easter on the full moon, why there's something there, and I would like to find out why they're changing it where it doesn't fall right next to the eclipse.
Open your
eclipse.
Minds and your ears and your hearts, people, to hear. Because the Bible, since everybody won't talk biblical and use scriptures, the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting the word today. Y'all.
Why won't people? But you start talking about this, they don't want that knowledge, though.
Right.
You just got to make them feel good. Oh, he rose, and I'm going to put my clothes on, and we're going to get fly. Oh.
Right.
Man, get out of here, bro.
We're
going to listen, y'all. Just so y'all know, I'm looking at the notes that the producer put in. And the producer said, what is happening right now?
King.
That's the question. What is happening to the world right now?
The world is
going on.
And somebody be like, can you come to do this? Because this is ghetto here.
Now we finna shift gears. We're going to leave the church alone until next week. And then we all on you.
We all on it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we got to report back.
No one thing. It's what? Money grab season.
What do you mean by money grab season?
What?
Money grab
season. Like, we about to get paid.
He's actually been talking about this for
most,
a while.
Most people, a lot of the things, listen, I'm not saying some of these accusations aren't true.
Yeah.
But a lot of the accusations, a lot of the
like
things is going on, for lack of a better term, is mm-hmm. for the bag. It's for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this might be it's been hot this week for, it's been hot the past couple of months for the homie Diddy. What y'all think about that, man?
You talking about that story?
Yeah, it's, what y'all think about that?
When I saw the pictures of them raiding his houses and bringing his sons out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a cold lick right there.
I felt some kind of, I still feel some kind of way, like, mm-hmm. oh my God. Like, it just, I don't know, it just hit me when I saw those images. I was like, this is really bad. And you know, they've been showing footage of like neighbors that live near him saying things like, I think the last thing I saw was, yeah, he got kids coming in and out, young people, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And
hello, watch this.
I'm like,
he's
oh God.
Got young people that live in his house too.
Yeah.
He got the beautiful twins.
Yeah, his daughters.
He got King Combs.
Yes, another
and
daughter.
And he got Justin. He got kids living. That don't mean he's out here. Listen,
I'm not saying
he is or listen. I don't know. I ain't seen nothing.
I hope
I don't
not.
Know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not one to, you know, it's all, for me, it's all speculative.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know one thing.
Them feds roll up on them.
Them three-letter boys don't pull up for no reason.
That's what makes me nervous. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what makes me nervous, because, and it's Homeland Security, because they talking about.
Yeah, Homeland Security was there.
Oh, them. Yeah.
They talking about there. Sex trafficking.
Mm.
Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. I say this. As a black man with two beautiful granddaughters, my granddaughters made me look at women different and treat women better and different.
Ooh,
do you not think this man got three beautiful daughters? Do you think that, unless he's a sick individual, and if he's a sick individual, we're going to pray.
And there are some sick individuals out there.
But I just don't see that, man.
That's the thing. That's the issue sometimes, is that, and I'm not taking sides, but to your point, we you know, you're basing this off of how you're looking at your granddaughters, how you would expect for them to be treated, you know, which is right?
Yeah.
Not everybody's thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, how could he? Well, there's a lot of those stories out there from that are happening to people that we would never expect, you know, for them to act this way or for this person to be a victim. I mean, my thoughts are no one is exempt from falling into evil patterns or behaviors.
Yeah.
I give you that.
You know what I mean?
Come on. I got to be honest. I'm one of the people, Because there's a lot of people that just been after Puff for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm one of the people that my experience with Puff, my personal experience with Puff, was a great life-changing experience in a way of business, seeing work ethic, and him treating me with respect.
Mm. Well.
You dig what I'm saying? So it would really hurt me and be like, man, if it comes out that this stuff is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and like, the reason why I say it's money grab season. And again, I don't know Cassie in depth, but I met Puff through Cassie.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about her, but.
You know what I'm saying? I met her through Cassie. I mean, I met Puff through Cassie.
Yeah.
And to their situation, hey, it is what it is, man. Like, nobody, they was together 12 years. Nobody knows what went on in their bedroom, in their house, whatever, whatever. You know, I have my own theories and thoughts in my head that I don't think I should share right now. You know what I mean? Because it's a sensitive subject.
And it's very live.
And it's real time, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the word, the R word was used and said he did this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to speak on it because I'm not one that if that's what happened, I hate that for her or whoever else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for me, that other lady that came out of nowhere after 19 years talking about he did the same thing to her and she didn't want to press criminal charges, but she wanted to go civil and she needed to get that bag. That's when I say money grab season.
Mm-hmm.
The moment he stood 10 toes and said, nah, I ain't doing that. Now we going criminal charges.
Mm. Yeah.
And even the producer dude that's saying that Puff owe him this and Puff made him do all this, that, and whatever.
Yeah.
Bro, stop playing. You knew what you was getting yourself into, homie.
Did he?
Let me tell you something.
Did he?
I got
no
it.
No pun intended.
Oh, good word. Wait, that was good. That was good.
I had to think about that.
Yo, speaking of Diddy, don't you know they've changed? A lot of the young kids are no longer saying no homo. You know what they're saying?
They're saying Diddy.
They're saying no Diddy.
Yo, they're no longer saying pause. You know how dudes be like,
it's no Diddy.
They're saying no Diddy.
No Diddy. Golly. Like, that's that's cold-blooded. I promise you, man.
That's sad.
If whatever he did wrong,
Lord Jesus.
He's gotta deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm always one to be like, I hope he didn't. And he just come back. And he just come back and be like,
Well, I think still part of here. That is because of
y'all tried to take me down. Y'all tried. Not just that. I am down for the people. You try. Watch this. We going to use our own producer.
Uh-oh.
Some people, he got into a business deal. And some people did him dirt.
I was there.
Yep.
I'm for him. Not just because he my homie. I want to see him come back and be like, I'm still here. Y'all tried it. Yes. Because let me tell you something. Me personally, Mr. Producer, allow me to move to the bottom of the list. Me personally, there are people that got hate for you and hate for me and hate for Lane and don't even know why.
Yeah.
But they say fly stuff to try to destroy you. And I love looking you in your face and be like, boy, thank God for my change.
I've been changed.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really hope he didn't so he could come back and have this story, the success story that he's been having.
You want to see people win is what
I
want to
see people win. But we live in an era now where it's like, let's take him out.
No, I fight hard to see people win. Like,
I don't like that, bro. Like, I don't really like that. Like,
yeah.
Me, like the stuff I deal with, people who have. People who have.
That laugh. Oh my God. It was so cynical.
It was. Listen, I had to catch myself right there because I was finna fire it off. It was finna go.
Ooh, wee.
People who have said negative things about me and spread negative rumors and words about me.
Sure.
I can't wait to put my foot on your neck with the success God has blessed me with.
Yo, did you stop breathing for a minute, Jay? Because I just, listen. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Like, that's what If he didn't do this, okay, I want that for him.
Yeah.
I got you.
If he did.
Redemption.
Hey, you got to pay the piper.
I'm you dig what I'm saying?
If you did, you got to pay the piper. Listen.
Can't do nothing for you, bro.
Can't do nothing for you. I pray for you. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But if he didn't.
Yeah.
The redemption story. I am all about a great redemption story.
Look at Jesus.
Yeah. Did he get up on this? Did he get up on the 31st or the 7th? I don't know.
But you want to talk about redemption?
That's a redemption story, but did he get up on which day, though?
He got the keys. That's all I want. Hey.
He got the keys to what? Come on. Go ahead and preach it.
He got the keys. Baby. Listen, huh?
He went down to death. He went down to hell and got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And he got up. On the 31st and not instead of the 7th.
This is the remix.
I mean, you know. I'm taking over the producer's part because he's the antagonist of the show.
Yeah, and sometimes there's a role switch.
I'm sorry. That's why he loved it. That's why his face red right now.
Is absolutely red right now.
Let's keep it funky though. That is the craziest thing. I got to be honest with you, and I try to make it a black thing, white thing. Mm-hmm. I try to make it a racial thing. Mm-hmm. But most black men who have power, influence, and affluence for so long always end with a hard fall.
For multiple reasons, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of, I hope this don't happen.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
like me personally, watch this. When Puff called me out, when he called my phone,
Flex,
I hung up in his face. I thought somebody was playing on my phone. Because we got a homie named Rico Gonzalez. He liked to play on people. He used to like to play on people's phone.
Rico, we love you. And I miss you.
He's a big
show your face.
Right. Yeah. Montez, ain't he though? Yeah. I was like, and won't tell you that he finna play. Listen.
Right.
You don't see it coming with him.
You never see it coming.
No, he's slick.
So when he did, I hung up the phone. Because this, I promise, I'm going to replay it for you. I'm going to use the voices and everything. Y'all ready?
Oh, okay, the voices. Let's go.
I'm sitting on the couch.
On the couch.
You know, during that time, I was smoking blunts. I'm smoking a blunt, watching TV.
Of course.
My phone rang. And this is how I used to answer my phone. Yo, what up? And he says, he go, hey, yo, what up? It's Puff, man. How you doing? I'm click. Because Rico, in my mind, Rico is not about to blow my high.
Yep.
I'm relaxing right now.
Oh, Rico.
But then he turned around and called right back. And he go, and this is how he says, he go, no. This is Sean. This is me for real. I got your number from Cass. All right, because I was just with Cass the week before in Miami.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
It's official.
Now my ears done perked up. I'm ready to talk. I'm going to put the blunt out. Let's listen. It's business time. No. Hey, man, I want to fly you out to New York so you can hear this new stuff I'm working on, da 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 da, so you can tell me what you think, da da da. And I'm like, all right. He flew me and my ex-wife, my wife at the time, to New York. We get to Manhattan. And the fact that this man owned that whole building blew my mind. I was like, yo, this dude owned the whole building? Go to the front desk. Yo, it's King Logan. I'm here for Puff. You know, big security dudes being dickheads and
being
assholes.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Being puffy. No pun intended.
Now, you ain't on the list.
Oh. Maybe it was a test.
No. And then we see when he did that, though. Chill came all the way out.
Hello.
No. Chili was not supposed to go on that trip.
Ooh, that boy was on the trip. You hear me?
Oh, no, he was there. He was ready.
Listen.
He packed.
Listen, the Bible said be ye also ready, and he stay strapped. I'm with these. He with me at all times.
That's hilarious.
Because you never know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I do is a restaurant right next door. I go sit down with my ex-wife. I hit Puff up. I'm like, say, bro, what's up? I'm downstairs. They saying ain't on the list for the day. And this is what he says. Man, my bad. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. He hangs up the phone, call me right back in under 20 seconds. I go down. I walk over, back over. Oh, that same security guard that was.
Oh, he was.
How you doing, Mr. Logan? Come on, we gonna. Right. Come on, we gonna take you up. And I was just like.
He was doing his job.
I get it. I get it. But don't be an asshole. Don't do that.
Right. Don't treat people like shit.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. I feel you on that.
But my experience was a very pleasant experience. You know, King, come on, ride around the MTV with me. And I was like, oh. And see, that's when I knew him and Cass was together because her earrings was in the car.
Oh, you're telling it.
Yeah, I'm
ladies and gentlemen. It's hello.
It's not. If I start writing writing some memoirs,
no,
it's going to be fool because I got some.
No, we're not.
And I ain't gonna, it's a lot of people that I just got respect for them.
I know.
That I never let, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel you on that.
And we don't live in that era. Live in that era no more.
Well, it should be that way.
This all goes under the producer's question. What's going on? What's wrong with the world right now?
Yeah.
Just acting a fool.
There's no respect at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Montez, we seen him do so-and-so and so-and-so. Oh, let's tell everybody and we're going to end his life, end his career.
Yeah, man.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope he didn't. If he did, you have to pay the piper. It is what it is. As the old saying go, do the crime, got to do the time. It is what it is. Karma is let me tell you something. I'm not going to use the B word on this one. But she a cold piece of work. When she want hers, she come get hers.
She's a cold piece of work.
Listen, karma is a cold piece of work. Yeah. When she want hers, she gonna come get it.
Yep.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can't stop her. Nope. It is what it is. But I hope he did. I hope to God that he didn't.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope to God that he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope to God that he didn't, man. And I pray for I pray for all parties involved. I hope everybody come out safe and happy and good.
Healed and whole.
And healed being the operative word, ladies and gentlemen.
Healed.
You know, and
get your healed.
some of the online comments that are coming across with what's going on, some people are saying that why is he not being treated the same as Epstein in this case, because you know allegedly it's kind of the same type of case.
Yeah.
Another guy said they're not invading him; they're hiding the evidence, like they're doing exactly what they did with Epstein.
Oh, they're saying that they're putting planting evidence is what you're saying,
or that, but it's both either hiding it. So that they don't get caught.
Yo, this dude really be, listen, y'all, Money Montez really be doing his job.
With a straight face.
I got nothing to say about none of that he's saying. I got nothing to say about none of that because he's saying it with a straight face too. She right.
That's what it,
Where they saying, where you know they saying.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's all speculative, bro.
It is speculation.
Alleged.
But I'm just saying, this is what the internet is saying. This is
the interwebs.
What's going on? And
that is the biggest gaslighting tool in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I love it. Me and the internet got a love hate relationship.
Yes, I can relate.
Because the funny stuff is some of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. But the serious stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of serious.
Uh oh.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. My prayers go out to all families and all the people that were unalived and. Yeah. Man, that is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Did y'all see that video?
I saw the video and it did. I didn't think it was real. I thought somebody did like an AI thing. And I'm like, why would anybody do that? And I'm like, oh, my God. Then I started seeing other news sources and I said,
it got DM'd to me last night, right? It was like 1:30 this morning. And I was like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
And first off, I'm not scared of too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm already scared of bridges like that.
Are you? I didn't know that.
Man, let me tell you something. Listen, let me tell you something.
Let me
tell you something. Look at him.
Look at him. Let me say something. Right,
if I got to be on a bridge too long, but wake me up. Wake me up when we get on the other side.
Oh,
wake me
up again,
because I can't take it.
Really?
And to see that bridge crumble, and they said, I read an article that the brakes went out on the boat.
I saw Power Out or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's true.
Can you find that? Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Did you see a video where it says like a power out and then it shows the power coming back on and then the power out again?
Lost power. Yeah, cargo ship lost power.
The cargo ship lost power.
Yep.
That is insane. Not the actual power of the bridge. The cargo ship lost power.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
talking
about. So
that's
how it ended up hitting the bridge.
Yeah. The brakes, it rammed into the bridge.
The steering.
And all those people, and the last I heard, I haven't looked at it in a couple of hours now, that sonar was still seeing cars with people in these cars. I'm cool on the bridge.
My heart is broken.
That's why I don't go to Long Beach.
The bridge named after the guy who wrote the national anthem too.
Yep.
That's neither here nor there, but okay.
They call it the Key
Bridge. That's actually cool little fun fact.
What, that Francis Scott Key wrote the national anthem? Mm-hmm. They don't sing that second verse. They're hiring our slaves. So.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah, that was the purpose of the kneel.
Did you just say shh?
Yeah, that was the purpose of the kneel, just so you know, Joe. I'm going to give you more black history. Black you up a little more. That was the purpose of
Did you say light me up a little bit more?
No, we're going to darken you up a little
darken
more.
Darken you. Okay, thank you. Oh, my God. Jesus.
I'm already light enough.
We going to darken you up a little
more. I ain't never seen somebody live in the sunny L.A. and ain't got no color. Well, I don't know.
You know I'm allergic to the sun, right? You know that.
This boy's a vampire. I knew it was something.
No, seriously.
You know I knew it was something. Wait a minute. Stop.
His skin. All these.
I've been knowing you. Listen, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those of you understanding my voice, the homie had been looking like this since we was in our 20s. Like I ain't never seen you get
that
old. Like
been
you,
a telltale sign.
It should have been. We should have known. And now he's just going to let the cat out the bag that he's allergic to the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please explain. Let's unpack that.
Okay, I'm going to explain it because I even talked to my doctor about this. And at first he laughed, but then he was like, you know what? Actually, that makes sense. So he said, this is what happens to me all the time. Every time I go out in the sun, and I think y'all have caught me doing this a couple times. Anytime I go out into the sun, I always sneeze. Every time.
And I'm sorry. It's not funny.
It's horrible.
That nigga be outside. Hachoo.
And like I'll be inside, and as soon as the sun hits my face, boom, I sneeze.
Ooh.
I don't understand why that's funny, but okay.
I'm sorry, that's funny to me. I'm sorry, bro. Please forgive me.
Is it a disease? I don't know.
Listen,
God
didn't like you or something. I don't know. Cause he's like,
God didn't like. God loves
you. You're allergic to the sun,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And the sun gives life to everything.
Yes, and then when I'm in the sun. Then I
do you burn?
I always burn and fast.
Vampire.
I always burn and I burn fast.
You should definitely dress up for a vampire for Halloween.
It's hard. It's hard when I'm riding in the Tesla because the Tesla's it's the glass top.
Yeah.
So if I'm in there a long time.
Well, who told your goof ass to get a Tesla, bro? You knew you was allergic to the sun, folks.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to put a curtain on the roof.
Is this why you go out at night mostly?
Oh, golly.
Yes, because in the daytime, I have to wear a coat so that I don't burn, man.
But he hot, though.
I'm going to buy you a windsuit. That's
hot.
Okay, Jay.
It is hot.
Jay, I'm going to get you
there sweating,
Jay,
but I can't take it off because I die.
You're not going to toot my friend.
No, it's true.
King Logan.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is not funny. Listen, y'all. And to hell with y'all that get mad at me for laughing at my homie. We do this.
Why are you sending people to hell?
Listen, because they're going to be like, you shouldn't be laughing at him, man. Listen,
oh
I think it's the second that's time I've heard this.
That's how we stay sane is laughing.
Listen, you have
to
laugh.
About it, especially
you have to laugh
age.
At. Listen,
yourself first.
You laugh at yourself first, and like the producer, Mr. Producer said, who's now a vampire, and he's no longer a racist because he got a little, you know,
black levels went up. Is that
he's a vampire, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Because he's alert. Vampires are what? Allergic to the sun.
Allergic to the sun.
And they can only go out at night.
I'm not going to tell you about my relationship with the sun.
Well, you allergic to the sun too?
I just don't need to be in it a very long time.
See? Light skin. You better get some of that melanin in you out here in these streets.
Some melanin in it. I'm melanated,
Very minimal.
Shut it up.
I wonder if you can get melanin. Can you get like a dose of melanin? Can you take vitamins or take like a shot? Is that... Do they have that? Like Ozempic? Like, can you do that?
But with melanin? I'd like to place an order for some melanin, please.
Listen, hey, give me some melanin in the needle.
Do you guys have any melanin in stock?
Y'all playing around, but if they can change your eye color, they can probably change your skin color.
They can change your eye color.
Yo, yeah. This world is weird as mess.
Listen, again, the question is what's happening right now? What's happening right now, man?
Y'all got me over here Googling ordering melanin.
Yeah.
Are you really Googling melanin?
Look, it says no safe or proven method that exists to increase melanin. So here's my thoughts. Based on that line, for them to say there's no safe or proven method.
You mean there is a way.
There's somewhere. Yeah, somewhere.
It can do it. It's just not safe.
Listen, Linda.
You'd be like that one white dude. He took some. He took some type of. I think he took a mercury pill or something. And he turned blue. Like for real, in real life, his skin turned blue. Look, Google it, John. I promise you, look at this.
Googling episode.
We love it.
Google it.
Keep the people informed. Amen.
What is this? Y'all Google this with us, because we were looking up the blue man.
Yeah.
Is that how they formed the Blue Man Group?
Right. Nope.
Let's see.
I want to see them, by the way.
Who, the Blue Man Group?
Yeah.
Can we go? They were talking about how people. No, I don't even want to bring this up. I'm not even going to talk about
it. His name?
Text me, John, because I want to know.
Paul Carson. He was an American from Bellingham, Washington, whose skin was purple blue color. Look.
Wow.
I don't need to.
Papa Smurf.
Yeah, he looked like a raisinette.
Listen, y'all. Lane, get us out of here. Because he going too far.
I am, because I'm hungry.
he going too far.
Before we do, Jay, text me what you was about to say, because you didn't want to say it on the air. King, send me that link, because I ain't never seen it.
What happened?
Listen.
Carson was a fair-skinned freckled. He was fair-skinned freckled until the early 1990s. Carson.
I have freckles.
Started taking colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver, however you say it.
He drank it? Oh, yeah, you can after drink he, it, I thought.
After his friend developed petroleum poisoning.
I have some of that.
Oh, God.
Go and take it. Let's see.
I have taken it.
Do you take
it? Keep taking it. Let's see what happens.
I can't see it.
Let me tell you something. My tip.
If she turned purple.
Maybe that's why my freckles have come out.
Oh, let me tell you something.
I'm going to find
the jump on here and she done turned purple.
Listen.
The show is over at that point.
I'm gonna be calling a makeup artist like a mug. Like I'm gonna need
I'm firing you up the whole
every
show
every week.
Oh, it's going down. She ain't gonna be able to say nothing.
No,
she better not try to go off on nobody. I'm like, is all of you purple?
Listen,
how you deal with that?
I'm multicultural. Anyway, listen, y'all. I'm about to go eat some tacos. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We got a lot to talk about.
I can't wait to next week's episode.
It's gonna be great, man.
Yeah.
It is gonna be great. And I'm gonna tell y'all, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Indeed. If you're listening to us through audio podcast platforms, please download the episodes, share them, text them to your friends, email them to your friends. If you're on our YouTube channel, thank you for being here. Please make sure you subscribe. Click the notification bell, like us, okay? Comment in the comment section. Let's have a conversation. And y'all don't be scared to tell us like, hey, I want to hear y'all discuss this, talk about this, or even ask us questions about who we are. And
we want to interact with you guys.
Our journeys and, you know, because we've had some pretty interesting things that we've lived through. And then we're going to work on getting a trip out to L.A. I'm going to take King with me on the next one. All right. So we want to thank you for tuning in.
She's going to with me, ladies and gentlemen.
What? No, I'm She's not. We're going to see. I declare war. Thank y'all for tuning in to Talking To's podcast. I'm Lane, and I'm going to kick it over to my brother and my co-host to benedict us.
Again,
Jesus
y'all,
got up on the third day.
They did.
Which day?
He got up.
On the 31st or the 7th.
He
we don't know.
He got the keys. He got
they changed
the keys.
It. The World Council of Churches said, you know what? We tired of him. We tired of preaching about it on this day. Let's preach about it on this particular
you
day.
Know what? Yeah. Benedict us. Anyway.
Listen, y'all. Again, thank y'all so much for listening. Thank y'all so much for watching. We really do appreciate y'all from the bottom of our heart, man. We're going to go with this benediction, man. It goes a little something like this. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. May he keep you in perfect peace is our prayer. I'm King. That's Lane. That's Money Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back. Y'all take it easy. Salute 100.